shot out of the sky. This is a Fox News alert. I'm Joe Chiro. The Chinese surveillance balloon that has crossed the country over the last few days has been shot down by a U.S. Air Force fighter jet off the South Carolina coast. President Biden says he issued the order to shoot down the balloon this week.
I told them to shoot it down.
On Wednesday.
But the recommendation.
They said to me, let's wait till the safest place to do it.
The Defense Department says shooting the balloon down over the mainland would have been risky to people below. The administration has received much criticism for that decision. Firefighters are still trying to determine which freight cars are burning after an overnight train derailment in an Ohio village near the Pennsylvania border. The 50-car incident prompting a local evacuation and state of emergency, with reports that hazardous materials are on board.
The product in question that we're dealing with and most concerned about is vinyl chloride. The rail car that was carrying that is doing its job. The safety features of that rail car are still functioning.
East Palestine Fire Chief Keith Drabik. No injuries or structural damage has been reported. 39-year-old Vamroy Evans Smith of California has pleaded not guilty to murder after he was accused of running down Dr. Michael Mamone with his car before getting out and stabbing him in the back.
The knife that investigators believe was used in this attack was found at the scene, and Dr. Mamone was found in an intersection. His family and friends said Dr. Mamone lived just blocks away from his job and that he would often ride his bicycle to work. He was killed less than a mile away from Providence Mission Hospital in Laguna Beach, where he worked as an ER doctor. A spokesperson for the hospital released a statement saying, "We are stunned by this devastating tragedy."
Fox's Christina Coleman in LA. America is listening. Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More details have been released about the murders of the four University of Idaho students last November. Fox's Anita Vogel has details.
We already knew that one of the students, Zanna Kernodle, fought back the killer. But now News Nation is reporting that she actually repeatedly grabbed the knife and reportedly suffered deep cuts to her fingers, which they report were practically severed. Now, that outlet's sources go on to say Kernodle's boyfriend, Ethan Chapin, was killed in the doorway of her bedroom, which directly contradicts what officials have said from the very beginning, that all four students were stabbed to death while sleeping in their beds.
Suspect Brian Koberger has been charged with felony burglary and four counts of first-degree murder. He could face the death penalty if convicted. A jury found that Elon Musk and Tesla are not liable in the federal fraud trial over his tweets to take the company private.
A jury in San Francisco rejects investor claims that Tesla CEO Elon Musk violated federal securities law when tweeting in 2018 that he had secured funding to take the electric car company private. The class action lawsuit from shareholders alleging Musk's posts were reckless and false, claiming they lost billions when Tesla's stock dropped. Musk, who now owns Twitter, testifying he believed funding would come through, citing a verbal commitment from Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, alleging it ended up not working out. Also claiming he would have sold shares of his company, SpaceX, to take Tesla private, saying he intended to inform, not mislead, shareholders. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Foreign ministers of India, France, and the UAE have agreed to adopt a roadmap on joint energy projects with a focus on solar and nuclear sources. The initiative is aimed at fighting climate change and protecting biodiversity, especially in the Indian Ocean region. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.